Hi, this is Raina, and I'm back. And the question I'm posing to everyone today is, can a blind person be a caregiver? Well, I wouldn't be surprised if sighted people said it couldn't be done. However, us as blind people, we know that we are all capable of doing certain things, and of doing almost everything except for being a pilot and a brain surgeon, alright? Maybe a few other jobs, but there's really no limit to what you can achieve. Well, the answer is yes. Blind people can care for others. I mean, a lot of us have children. I don't have any, by the way. But there are many blind people who do actually have children. And they do a very good job caring for them. I've cared for several children in my lifetime. Friends' babies, my mom's friends' babies, even my youngest baby sister. But we're not talking about babies now. The caregiving situation that we're talking about is grown adults. And being in my experience in caregiving, I've cared for a variety of people. I've cared for people who have mental challenges, who are chronologically a young adult, but mentally they're about 2 or 3 years old. And I've cared for people who are sick. I had very, very sick friends that I've taken care of so that their parents and their family can get a break. Well, I'm going to give a few examples on how a blind person can do certain tasks from my personal experience. Maybe you guys might find this helpful just in case you have loved ones who you might end up caring for someday. First task is making sure a person doesn't get into things that they should not have. How would we do that? In this situation, it would be a mentally challenged person with a mental age of 2.5 years old. He's 19 years old chronologically, but he's 2.5 mentally. And you know, 2.5-year-olds like to put things in their mouth, eat things they shouldn't, and sometimes we end up calling poison control. Well, what you do, first of all, is you keep a close watch on them. Number two, you make sure you have things that they should not have out of their reach. Lock them up. You might want to have cabinets that have, like, instead of the childproof locks, because a person who's 19 is going to have an adult strength, remember? They can bust them open. Try getting the locks that have a key, like a little mini padlock. If that's too much trouble, you can get adult playpens and adult cribs to ensure that they're safe. Now, you don't want to contain them 24/7 because that can get a bit nerve-wracking. But, you know, if you have to do something around the house, get an adult playpen. They do make them. You can find them at a site called babyapparels.com. The site is geared toward a very strange audience of people who would like to be treated as babies. However, many schools and institutions, as well as individual caregivers, have purchased the furniture from this company because it is very durable. It is very safe, and it does serve a purpose. And there is another company called Enable Design LLC. I don't know their exact website, but you can purchase special needs furniture there too, such as adult cribs and playpens. And I will get into the subject of why those are necessary too in topic number two. Something else you would do to ensure that they're safe is you can generally tell by instinct, by the sounds that one makes, that they're up to no good. At least I can. You have to really be in tune to it. You can tell, generally, if they're getting into something. And you can tell, when they're quiet, it usually means something's wrong. If you keep them in the same general area as you, and you listen to them, and you make sure they don't wander too far, you're in a good safety net. You got a good shot there. Okay, the second subject I'm going to cover is how to keep them from wandering in the middle of the night. Sometimes there are elderly people with Alzheimer's disease, or again, those mentally challenged and handicapped and special needs ones who decide they want to get up and play and get up in the middle of the night. They can wander outside. They can get into things they should not have. They make adult cribs. You don't need to hire a babysitter. You don't need to put them into a home. None of that is necessary. That's too much money. Spend $700 to $1,000, depending on the model you want, and get an adult crib. It'll save you so much cost in the long run for paying a babysitter or paying a nursing home to keep your loved one, and the nursing home is going to abuse them. And I have seen a lot of that, actually, and unfortunately. Depending on the crib would depend on the price. I've seen, again, babyapparels.com sells an unfinished model for about $800. It's not bad. It's very durable. The model I've seen in use, it's very good. The adult can jump up and down on it if he wants to. He's not going to break it. It holds a twin-sized mattress, and the rails are about 65 inches high. So it will keep him contained. The playpen's also very good, too. It serves as a good play yard. So if he wakes up in the morning and you're not ready to get up, he'll be there and he'll play. He won't wander off and get into danger. It's very useful. The third task I want to cover is one that's very sensitive. A lot of people think it's disgusting. However, I'm so sick and tired of the stigma that surrounds it, but I need to address it anyway because it is an issue and it's reality. Is how to change an adult's diaper. I'm going to give you a step-by-step instructional guide on how to do this. And this is from personal experience. You can do it two ways. One way standing up, and one way lying down. Personally, I prefer the lying down method, but if you're in public, you can't have them laying on the bathroom floor. It is disgusting, so you will have to change them standing up. So I'll give you instructions on how to do both. Because your loved one or your friend, whoever you're caring for, does deserve to go out and have a life, sick or not. Here is how you do it lying down. First of all, you want to make sure you have all your supplies. Diapers, wipes, and a fresh change of clothes if it's necessary, if they've soiled their clothes, and diaper rash cream. And this is what you do. You have them lying flat on their back in the center of the bed. Don't have them too close to the edge because they could roll off and that would be a bad situation. Remove their clothes completely. Don't pull their pants down to their ankles. Okay? That is just not going to work. Some of them like to kick their feet, especially ones who are mentally challenged. And they'll get the mess all over their clothes. Alright, number two, you want to do the tapes of the diaper. You let the diaper lay flat on the bed, the soiled diaper. You put your forearm behind their knees, and you push their knees to their chest. Kind of try to picture that. It will raise their buttocks in the air. You take the other hand, and you wipe until you feel it is clean. Wipe front to back, especially for women. Wipe real good, because if you don't wipe real well, women and men can get severe diaper rash an infection, and that would not be good. Wipe very well. Wipe until you feel that wipe is completely clean. If you have to touch the wipe to make sure, do it. It might be disgusting, but do it. If they're soiled, I would use around 10 wipes to wipe their bottom. Okay. And you want to leave the soiled diaper underneath in case they have an accident while you're changing them, because that does happen. Okay, the next thing you want to do is take the soiled diaper and roll it up. Put it into a trash bag. Then lay the person down flat on the bed. Okay? Then you get your diaper ready. The clean one, open it up completely. Again, raise the person up. with your forearm behind their knees, pushing their knees sort of to their chest, not all the way, but in that direction, until you feel their buttocks is raised. Place the diaper underneath of them and make sure it's lined up correctly. You can tell if it's lined up correctly. You want the top of the diaper no more than almost 2 inches above the tailbone. If it's less, then the diaper's going to leak out the back and you don't want that. You want it about, kind of judging, about 2 inches above their tailbone. You kind of get a general idea of that. Lay them down. Make sure the legs are lying flat. Okay? Use barrier cream to prevent diaper rash. Put it on your finger and smear it on their bum. Yeah, you might feel weird because it's an adult, but this has to be done. Think about it this way if this will help you. Think baby, but large scale. Keep telling yourself that. Baby, but large scale. Alright? Smear the cream on their bum, then goes the powder. Just like a baby, you don't want to take that powder and start sprinkling everywhere because it's not good for the lungs. Plus, if it gets all over the diaper, the tapes aren't going to stick. So what you do is you put some in your hand and you lightly sprinkle it on them. You take a baby wipe and you wipe your hand off so that your hands are not powdery so that it won't mess up the diaper. And then you pull the front part of the diaper up between their legs. And then you tape the tapes on each side and make sure they're even and make sure the diaper is snug but not too tight. And the way you can test that is doing the finger test. You put the finger around the top of the diaper and around the leg cuffs. And make sure it is snug, but not too tight. That is important. Then you've accomplished changing them, lying down. The second method is standing up. When you are in a public place, this is necessary. What you do is you pull their pants down all the way to their ankles. You stand from behind them. You remove the tapes of the diaper and you roll it up. You put a chuck, which is known as a blue pad, down between their legs to catch any mess. Because mess is going to come off of them, especially if they're soiled. And you don't want to mess up their clothes. Put a chuck down. Wipe from front to back. Again, really good. Stand far enough away so they don't back up into you. Oh, that'll be disgusting. You don't want that. If it really makes you feel better, just if you're really afraid of that happening, take a blue pad or chuck, however you refer to it, and line the front of yourself with it, tucking the top part into your shirt. They're pretty long, so they'll go down a long ways and protect your clothes. After you've wiped from front to back, take the cream, smear it on them, then the baby powder applying is going to be very interesting in this case. Which you would do, you would first take the diaper. Again, make sure it's lined up correctly. If you want to, you can press them up against you. But remove the blue pad off of yourself first, just in case they've backed into you and there's soiled stuff on it, because you don't want it on the diaper. Press them against you. Take both of your hands around their waist and take the tabs and make sure they're in line. Have one hand on the diaper holding it in place and the other hand pulling the other part of the front part of the diaper up between their legs. Slide your hand over to the right and take the tapes, holding one hand on the front of the diaper and the tape you're pulling it closed. Pull the tapes on the one side closed and then guide your hands around to the second and pull the tapes closed on the other side. I hope that this is a clear picture for you. I hope that this kind of explains how things are done. So that way, when it comes time for you to care for the mentally challenged, the sick, or just a loved one going through the aging process, it won't be too hard. And yes, you still can take them out. Now for the sick ones, it would all depend on how sick they are. If they're required to be bedridden because they're hooked up to a lot of equipment, it's going to be awfully difficult to take them out. But if they're just sick, they're about incapacitated, then yeah, you still can. And if they're mentally challenged, indefinitely, because you want them to live a very enriched life. You don't want them to be cooped up in the house or locked in an institution. I don't find it just. It can be done. For more information on myself, You can visit my blog. It's called Keep Them Home. It talks about how to care for the mentally challenged. My name is Raina Brown. My blog is www.keepthemhome.blogspot.com. KeepThemHome.blogspot.com. That blog has articles addressing various issues of caregiving. My phone number, if you have any questions, 301-535-3733. And my email is Waldorf, W-A-L, D as in David, O-R-F as in Frank, P-C, at gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you guys, and I hope I was helpful today. And if any of you have any questions on the topic, please do not hesitate to ask. Knowledge is power.